This is your pilot speaking. You're checking in to Anything to Declare with your on-air hostesses, Joey and Libby.
Come fly with me, let's fly.
Hello, we're back with a new improved show. That was Madonna with Holiday. It's still Joey and Libby.
Hello.
It's still Anything to Declare, but we've included some fun new features. This week's theme is must-sees when travelling abroad. So please message in any points to add or tweet us at This Is LSR. Later, we've got some problems to solve with our highly unqualified skills and wisdom. At half past, we'll be playing our International Song of the Week, and I really recommend you stick around. And of course, we'll be asking the all-important question, Anything to Declare? But first, here is Fleetwood Mac with Seven Wonders.
Thank you.
Listening to Anything to Declare. It's Joey and Libby back with our brand new show this semester, and we're really excited about the show ahead today. So as Joey just said, we've got a theme for this week, which is must-sees. So I guess we're sort of talking about highlights when you go abroad, or when you go traveling, or when you're living abroad. So just to kick things off, so we Joe and I, if you didn't tune in last semester and hadn't heard enough of, did a year abroad in Canada last year, and we actually ended up travelling around America afterwards. So wait, where did you head first, Joe?
I went straight to San Francisco, which was a really good time. They have a very much like a hippie vibe where you all chill out in the park, and because there are so many incredible environmental places to go and see, like obviously the bridge is massive and it's 100% a must-see. You need the picture with the big red bridge, and there are actually two, so watch out, because I was convinced that the first one I saw was the bridge. I was like, oh my god, it's the bridge.
Have a selfie in front of a random bridge.
Random
I'm in San Francisco, guys.
But you have to rent a bike, you have to cycle across it, you go to the other side of the city is like a small town which is very much to do with fishing and getting an ice cream and living the life. And then you get the ferry back over with your bike. It's such a good day out.
So you don't cycle back?
Yeah, across the water. No, but it's we can, but no one does. But it's really a really good day out and very, very much enjoyable. You're in San Francisco as well, so what would you say some of the highlights were?
What did I do there? I actually did cycle across the bridge. But I thought everyone does this. I'm a bit of an amateur cyclist, but honestly, it was difficult. There's so many hills. San Francisco is so hilly. That is the thing.
But I tell you, here's a trick. If you're looking at a really big hill and you're standing on a street, walk two blocks down because it will be completely flat. So every time I saw a huge hill, I'd be like looking around the corner because they it differs so intensely really quickly.
Yeah, I feel like, it was a cool place, but I don't know if I could handle the hills for life, you know what I'm saying?
Did you go on one of those carts, like in...
The cable cars?
Princess Diaries.
I've not seen it in Princess Diaries.
When she gets the car and it rolls back and then it hits the cart.
Oh.
Yeah, with Julie Andrews, knights the guy who's driving the car. I didn't go on one, but they ding-ding and you have to look out.
Yeah, I went on one. And you can, like, hang on the outside and, like, high-five people and everyone's, like, cheering because you're on it.
Like,
but I think... You have like these like iconic things, and so I went to Southeast Asia, classic, a couple of years ago,
and I'd seen, you know, the beach.
Do I know the beach? Leonardo DiCaprio, his finest. Curtains are flowing.
Honestly, those curtains, though. And I'd seen the beach, and I was like, I'm going to go to the beach. I'm going to Thailand. I have to go to the beach. And I feel like it is, well, you could pay money to, like, be the tourist and get on the boat and land on the beach and have your photo taken, you're on the beach, and that's fine. But then it's kind of like any other beach. I, however, went for the more budget attempt. And basically, I got, like, some guy who's got a boat, and he drove around the backside of where the beach is, and he's like, I can't come any closer. So he had to anchor. We had to swim several metres.
I was going to joke, did you swim there?
Yeah, I had to swim to the beach. It wasn't quite the same as, like, with the sharks and stuff.
Okay.
But swim to the beach, like, climb up some rope ladder. There was some Thai man there. Like, my bikini was essentially not on at this point. Was throwing me through this hole in between the waves. And then you had to walk, and bearing in mind I had no shoes or anything, across really, really sharp rocks. Then you finally get to the beach. And I've got to say, you know, a picture can tell 1,000 words, but not that experience.
Your story was way better.
Exactly. So I think there's some cases when it is a necessity. So we've got some Old Saints here. Here's Pure Shores.
as we're talking about must-sees when travelling today, that was All States of Pure Shores, because it associates with the beach, Thailand.
And it's our favourite song in the world.
Yeah, and you'll hear it many more times if you tune into
every
the show.
Every week it'll be played.
So, talking about must-sees or highlights or things that, well, before you go away, people are like, oh my God, you have to do this, oh my God, you have to do this. One I definitely felt was a little bit two-sided was Rio Carnival, because it's pretty much a necessary evil. You have to have the best time of your life getting really, like, drunk on the street with beads and having a fun time, but you have to be so aware of safety.
Yeah,
so it's kind of a divide of you having a great time but also being really vigilant, which is quite difficult anyway. I guess it's like being on a night out in Leeds, except they will steal anything from your pocket.
Oh my goodness.
So my friend had a map nicked out of his back pocket, like anything. So you can't take anything out. There's absolutely no photographic evidence that I went to Rio Carnival, purely because everyone was so like scared that we'd have our cameras stolen. And when we did go to the parade, it was pouring down with rain. So you have to be there having the best time of your life, but also it's raining and you kind of are a bit cold and just want to go home. But I guess that's travelling. You kind of have to hit through the obstacles in order to.
How many, like, was that like multiple nights that you did that, or?
So it actually costs about £45 to get tickets to the parade.
Oh,
so
really?
You had all the costumes and the big floats, which is worth it. But every other day you go to Lapa, which is essentially just some stairs and drink, and then there are a few clubs and stuff. And the clubs are great. They have loads of dance competitions and everyone's having a great time.
Is it like salsa music?
I think we'd established this last week where we said it was kept saying it was salsa, but it's actually samba or something like that.
No, it's samba.
It's actually salsa.
What we got wrong was we thought they salsa'd in Argentina, but they definitely tango.
Yes.
I think you'd been to Argentina as well, and we got that wrong.
I didn't get to take a tango course.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Opportunity.
But how about you? We want to bring it home a bit, and we're talking about must-sees. And Libby's from Alderney, which may you explain, because I didn't actually know much
about. Okay, cool. I live in the Channel Islands. So does Jaguar, actually. Who's on the LSR as well.
Dangerous Jag,
yeah. And so I'm pretty much like a bit of a tourist when I go to London, because Joey lives in London. But I was thinking of it, and I haven't done all those, you know, you do those touristy things which are right there, and everyone's like, it must be amazing to go to London and see, I don't know, simple House of Parliament or whatever's iconic. And but the other day I had a friend come over from America, and she was showing all her American friends that she'd brought over, and I actually really enjoyed being this like tourist in London, seeing all the sights, and because I'd been sort of thought, yeah, I'm sure they're exciting if you're not from England, but they're actually really exciting. And I was like, there's Big Ben, hiya, and went across the bridges.
I'm a big fan of London Eye.
Yeah,
although
it's not very exciting, I thought.
So I've heard that the London Eye, as it was once sponsored by EDF Energy and lit up blue quite often, it's now being sponsored by Coca-Cola. So now it's going to be lit up red, and there's quite a debate going on about whether or not it's not an English brand. It doesn't have good connotations, sugar, teeth. Should it be allowed? And arguably, the biggest bidder should win, and that we will get more money, and it will be funded, like, you know, London tourism will be funded higher. But at the same time, lots of people are kind of coming up and saying, I don't want Coca-Cola to represent something which is so iconically British, and so many other places have copied, including York, to be the sponsor of, you know, London, essentially.
I had I didn't realise. Wait, so the reason it was blue was because of
EDF Energy.
EDF is blue.
That little orange guy who.
Yeah, I
love
that guy. Yeah, nice. Okay. Well, we're a bit ahead of time, but we promised we'd talk about our international song of the week. Every week we're going to be selecting a song from like an international artist, maybe, or something that's not from UK that you'll usually hear. Joe and I went out, classic, last weekend. We went to Cirque du Soleil. Mm-hmm. And
can I just say, can I just do a side note there? I'm 22 and I was potentially the oldest there by about 3 years.
Oh, yeah.
It was quite a young night. And afterwards, me and my friends all sat down and kind of seriously assessed, when do we have to stop going to these nights?
Well, that's the thing. I feel like we are too old.
We are too old.
But we just won't stop living the dream.
The dream is real.
But yeah, I'm actually officially the face of Cirque du Soleil. Apparently, they've uploaded
this photo. She's in one picture.
No, okay, they've uploaded this photo. I'm in it, and it's got lots of likes. Anyway, so yeah, so we saw French Kiwi Juice, who is a guy who is French. So we're going to play you this song. I actually got super, 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 super excited when he dropped this on Friday.
On a river called the Nile, you could say she was enticing with a crocodile smile. I said, take me to your pyramid, high up in the sky. We'll fly there together on a magic carpet ride. Oh, oh yeah, we on a magic carpet ride. Oh, oh yeah.
pyramid shining up ahead. She took me to the keeper, and this is what he said.
Live your dream, fly to my lair. My mystic pyramid, no other can compare. Where dreams and fantasies are reality. A place of passion, desire, and ecstasy. No worries or fear, I'm the keeper of the sky. Relax and enjoy this magic carpet ride.
With Joey and Libby, back with a new show, revamped and double the time.
Woo! We'd say message in, but I feel like the website's not working, so we're not messaging.
Yeah, I'm sorry, the message board is down. But thankfully, we've had previous people talk to us.
Yes, we've had a flood of people messaging to Agony Aunt Joey and Libby, and wondering about, you know, how we can solve their international issues, their travel abroad problems. So, Joey, can you read us out?
Would you like to hear the first one?
I'd like to hear the first.
Dear Joey and Libby, I'm going travelling with a friend who has a boyfriend, and they've promised to Skype every day. I'm a bit worried that she might suck the fun out of our trip and want to go home early after nights out and not do as many daring things. I don't know what daring means, but sure. Is this a realistic worry, or should I trust her? We're friends, but not best friends, and I don't want to seem like a jealous, loser, loner friend. Should I say something? I need advice. Not so lonely Lauren.
Oh, well, brave of Not So Lonely Lauren to message in with
that.
It's
very brave, yeah. To be fair, it is a very real problem with people who go travelling with boyfriends or not.
But I think the difference is that he's not going to be there with them.
Yes.
Fortunately.
That is very true. Although, from personal experience, I went travelling when I had a boyfriend when I was in my gap year, and I know that I did slightly drag down the girl I was with. Do you see what I mean?
Okay. Like, so were you in a pair?
I'm not saying that I've got less inhibitions when I haven't got a boyfriend, but I'm just saying that you are more aware that you don't... You know, you do want to message him, you do want to find Wi-Fi, you don't want to meet off the radar as it was. So there is definitely a more intention to speak to home, and I guess you do miss it more, so maybe your mood changes slightly.
Yeah, maybe you're not maybe embracing the whole experience as much.
Do you think she should speak to her now, or when it gets to be an issue?
I think, yeah, I mean, I think it definitely needs to be addressed if it's going to carry on, and I guess it will. The issue will become is more of an issue for her, won't it, at the end of the day?
But if your friend is like, even in Leeds, I guess, if your friend is saying like, I want to go home and it's only 3, and you're like, oh, you got your party hat on, and Libby, you're right at the front at FKJ, and face is like the soul, and someone's nagging on you, I want to go home, I want to go home.
But in that situation, I'd be like, okay, see ya.
Off you go.
If you're in
getting a cab in the middle of Rio on your own, yeah, you're good.
Bon chance. see, that's the thing. I mean, it depends how comfortable people feel like travelling by themselves. But I mean, often if you're staying in hostels and stuff, you will meet a whole bunch of people. You can go out with them instead.
That's very true.
And I think she needs to look at the other opportunities maybe that are there to party.
So Lauren, our advice to you would be not worry about it until you get out there. See how your friend is. You don't want to make any assumptions.
Mm.
Yeah. So give her a chance.
Give her a chance.
Not so lonely, Lauren. You might find yourself someone out there and then you'll be the annoying one because you'll always be off in another hostel room.
Ooh. Do we get any more messages in, Joey?
Yeah, I think we've got one more. Ooh, we've got two more, actually. Here we go. Here's the first. Dear Anything to Declare, I'm having a nightmare. I'm out in Australia and I did not budget for the lifestyle. I saved up and worked when I was living in Sheffield, but I don't think I can last much longer out here with no income. My flight is booked for 4 months away, but I don't know if I can make it till then. Should I travel to the fullest and hit all the must-sees like Bondi Beach and the Great Barrier Reef? Or should I live and work in Sydney and earn while I'm here? I'm travelling alone, so I have the option. Yours, difficult decision, Dan. The alliteration in our
it's a mad concept.
I mean, it's just mental.
Okay. So is he out there? Sorry, I didn't quite.
Were you not listening to that? he is in Australia and he has two options. Either he lives and works in Sydney and kind of gets a job, lives essentially, or he travels.
Oh right.
And sees all the must-sees, which beautifully ties into the theme of our show. Mad once more. Goes around, sees all the hits, all the good things, lives it really intensely for a month, or sticks out there for four more.
Right. I'd say, I really think you've got to. But if you're out there, it's a long way, Australia.
It's
think
very
about
long way.
That's
an
expensive flight.
Well, that's the point. That's what he's
when
saying.
When you're there,
difficult
you've desert
to Dan.
You don't. You can't. I just don't think you would regret coming back and being like, oh, I didn't do this, didn't do that. Like, you know, when we on our year abroad and we were like,
where did we go? Sorry again.
Oh, so we went to Canada on year abroad. I
forgot.
Think you heard. And we just embraced everything and spent way too much money, and then had to work when we got back home.
That's true.
So it's kind of, you kind of live out that time, and like while you're out there, I think you just got to go for it.
Yeah. So you think you should really hit it hard for a month?
Yeah. Well, not maybe just get a balance between the two of hitting it hard and also staying for a sustainable amount of time. Not like half
you're
a week.
The worst out in the world.
Why? Because I'm giving two options.
Two options. You had to give one definite option, and you've ruined someone's life.
No, I can't do that because I think he's being really extreme. I think he needs to be a little bit
Dan,
more
you're
realistic.
Being so melodramatic. Stop messaging in. Okay.
Well, what would you say?
I would say to him that he should live there because he'd actually, even though you might not see, you should live in Sydney, work, get a full-time job and like live and be, because you may not see the stuff that every tourist sees, but you'll get much more of a feel of the country when you start actually experiencing it firsthand every day.
The living experience.
Even like paying taxes and stuff.
The truth is that those things are going to be there for many years to come.
Well, the Great Barrier Reef, arguably not, but
yeah, we'll see how that one pops out. But
we'll keep an eye on
we'll
that.
We'll keep that posted update next week.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe. Yeah.
Okay.
You win.
Thanks.
Is this a competition?
It definitely is. Right. The last one. Dear Elizabeth and Joanna. Ooh, it's got very formal up in here. Please help me with my woe. Why is this woman speaking so weirdly? My youngest daughter. I've got a mature member of the Anything to Declare family. Right again. My youngest daughter is off travelling to Honduras to go diving in Utila for 6 months. I have personally been to Utila. Coincidence again. After she finishes her undergrad at Leeds Uni. Oh, it all ties in perfectly. But I'm aware that Honduras capital has the highest murder rate in the world. I know my daughter is savvy and I understand that she needs to explore the world, but how will I cope when she's away? And how do I not sound like Wendy the Warrior? Fondest wishes, worried Wendy.
Okay, right. Wendy.
Can I just say, here's a statistic for you. 15 out of every 1,000 people in Honduras are murdered. Or 10,000.
And on that bombshell...
Yeah. No, sorry. But the thing is, this is the advice that I'm going to give you, Wendy, is that unless your daughter is involved in the drug mafia of San Pedro Sula, you will be absolutely fine.
Mm.
She will be fine. But this is the thing about parents and travel and safety and even friends. Like, unless you are a complete fool... You're not gonna get.
You've got to remember that they are sensible people.
Yeah.
And what they're doing. I remember when we went to Cuba, and turns out I didn't realise there wasn't gonna be any internet access in Cuba.
There was zero internet.
Didn't really think that through. My Canon phone didn't work in Cuba. I didn't tell my parents I was in Cuba. But I told them I was going to Cuba, but I was like, yeah, I'm going to Cuba sometime next week, but I didn't say how long or anything. They assumed we were there for a less time. And genuinely, I've never been so inundated. So as soon as we landed back in Toronto, so many messages being like, what's happened, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, you've just got to trust that they're young adults now, and we survive and other people can, I guess.
Very true.
So let's brighten up this dark, dark
Sorry,
dark
I've just
mood.
Gone very dark. Worried Wendy, you've got us all in a fluster.
Was filled with rain, sunny. You smiled at me and really eased the pain. Oh, was filled with rain, sunny. You smiled at me and really eased the pain. Oh, the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you.
tell you to run.
Oh boy, oh boy,
nobody say, nobody on. Well, pick me up with golden hand. Oh, let's sail. Oh, let's tell you to run.
Oh boy, oh boy,
nobody say, nobody on. Well, I would like to hold my little hand. How we will run with, how we will cry. I would like to hold my little hand. How we will run with, how we will cry. Send me my way, send me my way, send me my way, send me my way, send me my way. Send me on my way.
Disaster abroad.
Exactly.
Something they want to leave behind at the border, maybe.
Yeah, excess baggage.
Yeah.
Very in tune with Valentine's Day, I would say. But also, we are going to judge it. So we're going to be your officers at the airport, giving you a pat down.
We're your customer.
Yeah, and telling you if it's right or wrong for you to enter the border. Think of Nothing to Declare, the show, and how the people who come in with all these banned items and narcotics, like wood and wood chips and like potatoes and stuff, but then they've all ticked Nothing to Declare on the box. They do. They have
but
something
they do,
to declare.
They have something to
they
declare.
They have anything to declare.
So this week we've got Flavia, who told a story about something she had to declare. So Joey, let's find out what she has to say.
So as a whippersnapper, when we went travelling around Southeast Asia, And we were like a little bit confused because we'd only just arrived in Thailand. We went to Full Moon Party. So we stayed on Koh Samui, which isn't the island that Full Moon Party's on. So we had to get a boat back the next morning. And at about 3 o'clock in the morning, we really didn't kind of plan how much things would cost, didn't take enough money, and all ran out of money at about 3 o'clock in the morning. Obviously, couldn't go back to the hostel to get any more. So we just existed for the rest of the night on the little, like, Red Bull bottles. Anyway, unfortunately, our boat back to our island wasn't until 8:30 the next morning. And so we spent the next few hours just trying to kind of, like, ramp ourselves up on Red Bull. I crashed at about 6 a.m. in the morning, so we spent about an hour and a half sitting, waiting for the boat. And I obviously just kind of, like, fell asleep on my arms, like, sitting next to a table. And I was very aware of my friends sort of shaking me and waking me up and being like, come on, wake up. And then have no recollection of what happened next. And then all I could hear was my eyes were closed, and all I could hear was, like, what's she doing? Like, what's wrong with her? She's so weird. And then I just opened my eyes and I was asleep, standing up in the queue for the boat. And at that moment, I just really thought I need to sort my life out.
Really good story from Flavia there. I've heard about these little Red Bull bottles.
They are, okay, yeah, I can vouch for the weirdness. I've done some weird things.
What?
Yeah.
But they're legal and you can buy them and they're just...
They are
like
legal.
Really intense Red Bull.
I feel like they're not legal in England.
I know, I didn't know distributed.
No, because, and yeah, just really intense. They look like little cough syrup bottles. And, sure, you get pretty excitable.
Yeah, well, and sleepy.
Yeah.
Apparently.
So, how much would you weigh that excess baggage if you were your customs officer?
I would say I'd give her a five. That's not the worst I've heard. I'm glad we started off quite tame.
Yes.
Clearly, because there's more to come.
And things could get weird.
They will. I would give her a $220 fine.
Okay.
Done.
So, we are nearly out of time. We've got a song coming up. First of all, thank you so much for listening this week. Next week, what are we up to next week, Joe?
Well, after Valentine's Day, we thought it'd be very much in keeping to the theme to do nightlife and drinking when you're out and abroad, because obviously we're all going to be there on Saturday night drowning our sorrows.
So next week, the theme is, nightlife. We probably will have a guest on.
Yeah, we will have a guest on.
Secret
guest. But why not call up Wendy? She might be around.
Worried Wendy's going to be in the studio. Tune in then. Thanks very much, guys. This is Anything to Declare. We're going to go out with a little bit of shit.